slash worried, man. Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hi everybody, this is your old pal Miles. Hello.
It's your old pal Miles. What was that?
Shut your mouth, you mouthy cow.
Oh my goodness. Let's hear another one. Keep going.
Bob's penis is roughly the size of a pencil.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey,
Miles,
Static Radio, yeah.
Yeah. How those chips? Those chips good, yeah, Miles?
I'm not eating them. I got my full.
You feeling your belly's full now? You feel better?
I've been told not to eat on the air anymore by certain people, you know.
Okay, well. Normally, you don't listen to anybody, so I just assumed you wouldn't listen to
anybody. Well, this guy is our biggest fan, so he said not to do it. So.
Okay. He wasn't...
But in control.
What were you eating anyway? I forgot. Like Chinese food?
Oh, that was some Chinese, like some lo mein. I was eating some.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Lindsay lo mein, right, yeah.
Miles, don't eat lo mein, please, no. So I'm not going to do it anymore.
I don't remember it being just like that, but I could be wrong.
Sorry, man, I was hungry, right?
Yeah. He's a fat man.
I eat late, all right?
I got to eat. Yeah. I gotta eat. I'm a hungry fat man. I gotta eat my Lindsay Lohan.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, anyway, let's move on. Let's move forward.
Let's move on. Let's get positive.
You were eating chips tonight. Just, you know,
I was hungry.
I had to listen to that, so.
I was hungry.
What kind of chips were you eating? Were you eating the same chips that you sent to Manny?
No. I was eating more of a larger brand.
Lay's?
Doritos. I was eating some Doritos.
Oh, you're eating Doritos, so flavored corn chips.
I thought they were being saved for something. I guess they weren't, so I said, okay.
That's all I gotta hear.
I'll save them in my belly.
You can see them in my stool, kids.
Roughly this time tomorrow night.
So we had a guest last week that actually a guest that you got for us, Miles.
Right, because usually you're the guest go-getter guy. And,
I am, yes, evidently.
I am always having to suffer with these, you know, nerds. Really uninteresting people.
Oh, thanks. Now you're really pushing the, you know.
Like Baker, you know, people like that.
Oh, okay, like Baker.
I
wouldn't make fun of Baker. He's got it going on, you know.
I know. Well, look,
you might be to be friends with Baker. You never know.
I don't know. I'm probably working for him someday.
That's right. He's a smart man.
Go get me a cappuccino, will you, Miles?
That's right. There's only about a bazillion coffee places near the office. You could probably find one, you idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, peace out, man. Peace out. Peace and love,
peace and love. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love.
As I mentioned on the show, I met this guy on Facebook, and we got talking, you know.
I might feel like Chuck Woolery. Tell us about your love connection.
I wrote this letter. I said, you know, do you like pina coladas? And, I don't know. Kind of went out from there. But,
yeah.
Got a little weird. But
we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Yeah. No, no. No, just like you said, we met on this Bears site. You know, we're talking about the Bears. The
Bears love side. The Bears.
Yeah, I thought, like, he's putting me on at first. Like, oh, yeah, I'm this guy from England, and, you know, I'm really into Bears, but I don't have no Bears stuff, and da da da.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm going to freak this guy out. I'm going to go get him some autographs and just totally freak him out. I did. That's what I did. You know.
Yeah.
I actually did mailed it, a couple autographs to him, and he was genuinely happy with it. And
he was crying. It was almost like one of those...
he said he wasn't crying. See, that would have made the whole thing worthwhile had he said he broke down. And
I was crying. What's that what's that show with that dude, the home show where they redo people's houses? What the hell is that? Extreme Home Makeover.
Okay.
It was like one of those moments.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. I was really hoping to hear, Merle, you're my best friend. You sent me in. You're not happy, but you're dating. That's, so, that's what I was waiting for. And I was like, did you cry? He's like, no.
You could be the Ty Pennington of Extreme Bears Makeover.
That's hey, it. I got ADD.
Hey, I'm Ty Pennington. I'm drunk. I'm horny. Yeah.
No, he's a good sport. No, I just legitimately, no, he did like, he liked it, yeah.
He did like it. I'm just giving him shit.
No, he's a good guy. Mick Twelve, nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. I learned a lot. I learned a hell of a lot.
A hell of a lot, yeah. How many soapy wanks have you had since last?
including today?
Yeah, including today, since one. Last week. What? Just one. Okay, well, at least you got one in. You took a little extra time in the shower and got one in there. Good.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That was really cool. It was nice to talk to somebody from the UK.
No, because I always have these tech people on it. I just don't, people start talking about bandwidth and...
I know, you don't understand any of it.
It's stuff I don't even know. I'm like, whatever, I don't even know what this is.
We've had people who are authors...
Mm-hmm.
And show hosts and all this good stuff.
I know.
John Hargrave, who is a, has written a couple books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying.
One guy that came on the show, some weird guy about how sugar was being outlawed or something a long time ago. He was on the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was a book too, right?
Yeah. So yeah. No, I'm just saying.
We've talked to people cool, who are like help run comedy websites. Remember the young lady who was with the realcomedy.com at the time. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was something generally I wanted to know about because he was like from Liverpool. That's where the Beatles are from. So questions about.
He wasn't from Liverpool. He lived in Liverpool currently. Has lived in Liverpool for quite some time.
Oh.
He was from south of London, is what he said, I believe.
Oh.
Okay. Let me check my notes.
The point is.
And I still think we should buy the American rights to Celebrity Juice and do that show here.
Oh, I watched some of that. Oh, my God. That looked funny as hell, man.
It was funny. I watched a few episodes myself. It's just too much. I don't quite get all the humor because it's like there's a lot of people I don't know that are celebrities. They're British celebrities.
Yeah, right.
And so we're not as familiar with them as, especially some of the reality show stars.
Well, when I saw it, it had like Vanilla Ice on, I'm like, what the hell?
Vanilla Ice. I saw the one, I can't remember the actor's name, but the Gavin and Stacey, which I've actually watched that British show. So he's got a couple of nice looking women on there. It's a good show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a funny show.
That guy comes out of the host. Is it Ken Lemon
Keith Lemon.
Keith Lemon. Like totally 70s looking. He
is. He's got a big stash.
Yeah, he's got like this cheesy mustache, like this 70s, hairdo. Back hair. Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
I loved it. It was hilarious. He was like fake humping people and everything. It was
funny.
Yeah,
I know.
It
was just funny as hell, man. Like, what the hell is this show?
If you haven't, go on YouTube and look up
Celebrity Juice,
Keith Lemon, and you'll watch some weird stuff. Now, you won't get all the celebrity stuff from Britain, but it's still funny. So they do some weird shit.
Some guy was joking around that one girl. He goes, "Yeah, you've got really big nostrils," and she goes, "Yes, I know." He goes, "That's probably be good when you're going downtown,
That's right. He's talking
about airflow,
He's talking about getting a blowjob or something.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to,
Oh, okay, sorry.
Clean it up a little bit, Mom.
See, that's why I think we should do. We could. Well, we'd have to do it on HBO or something. But
I think it's too hot to handle for regular TV.
Yeah,
Yeah.
They couldn't do it like on BBC Two or whatever the hell that's on there. So.
Yeah, but yeah, funny stuff, man. I learned a lot.
That's true. Boat race. Scouser.
Scousers and Gregory Peck and Jay Wayne, Jay Arthur.
Jay Arthur, yeah. I wrote some stuff down, yeah. I've been trying to put it into my everyday language.
I have too.
Yeah. Broaden our international horizons there, so.
Like, what would you say to a guy if you're trying to, you know, insult him? What would you say? Call him a bastard.
I call him a bastard, that's right.
Just when you think there's going to be, like, some really cool saying. Like, nah, just call him
a bastard. Just call him a bastard. Just make it simple.
Nice ass.
That's nice ass. That's right.
That's it? Wait, you don't have some coded message for that? Wait. You know what I'm saying? You think you're going to have some cool thing.
That's right.
I like your nice trolley, you know what I'm saying?
Really. Look at them knockers. Look at those big knockers. On the Celebrity Juice, the one chick has big knockers. I don't know if you saw that.
What?
The one chick on Celebrity Juice that doesn't have the big nostrils has big knockers. So.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what was this thing you sent me this week, Kelly Windsor, and I didn't get a picture, and evidently Mick got a picture, or what's the deal with that?
I happened upon this model's website, and, you know, she seems to like everyone's comments, you know, so I commented, and she liked them.
Okay.
And she said something, she was on some game show or something, and as she left, they were giving her, she rattled off a couple product names or something, and I didn't know what it was, and some guy had asked her. And she said, it's a vibrating platform.
A vibrating platform, okay.
So I wrote in, I said, make a video of this and sell it in the U.S. and you'll make $1 million, you know.
Right. What's a vibrating platform?
If I could just imagine her, like, in heels, you know, like a you know, with Jell-O, eating Jell-O or something. Or trying to eat a banana. I don't know what, you know, I'm just saying. You know,
it was it like one of those old football games, remember, from the 70s?
Yeah, well, I never had one. Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Oh, we had one. It was horrible.
We were too cheap to have that.
Yeah. Well, it was just a big piece of metal with, like, a motor on one end spinning. And vibrating, the guys would move. You didn't have that, like, it was a really bad, it was before pre-video game.
I know what you're talking about. We were too cheap to have it. Understand this, we were too cheap.
You had Atari, though. I didn't ever get Atari. We had this stupid football game.
Oh, that was our brother's, man.
Oh, yeah, Atari was your brother's? Okay.
Well, I think it was purchased for him. I don't think it was really mine.
I see.
I had more of, you know, Odyssey, Magnavox Odyssey.
Oh, that's even better. Odyssey was great.
I know Odyssey, Magnavox was great. Whatever it is, Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey 2 and the Odyssey, yeah.
Yeah, the keyboard. And
yeah, I had the touch, the controllers with touchpad things as well.
My mom and dad still have that.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, I'll challenge your ass to that cowboy game.
The cowboy game. You mean North and South, or?
No, it wasn't North. It was just these two cowboys, and these, like, you'd shoot.
Oh, yeah, you shoot each other, yeah, yeah.
All these all these trees are in your way. Just
right.
Shades off the trees. And
I remember that cowboy. That was
great. You could, like, kill the guy with, like, a ricochet if you knew how to do it. It was really cool. Yeah.
Vibrating platform.
Sell this video and you'll make $1 million. And she's like, hey, Miles, you know, you want to be my manager, wink, wink, or something like that. I'm like, right. Oh, hell yeah, man.
Be your manager, yeah. I bet.
Yeah. So
your manager right into the ground. Just say, just send me all your pictures first. I'll go through them.
I have to approve all these pictures.
That's right. I have to look at all of them.
I'm just going to have to say, listen, I'm going to have to see the good.
Wait, you're going to have to put a webcam in the changing room because I need to approve all outfits.
I got to say, fly me over to New Zealand or wherever you're at, man.
Oh, that's right. She was New Zealand, wasn't she?
I'm going to have to see the goods in person first before I can.
It's a Kiwi.
Yeah. But she's from the UK.
Yeah, but she's in New Zealand or something.
She's a Kiwi.
Gotcha. She's a Kiwi. Oh, okay. She's in the... Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So anyway, hey, this week is brought to you by PetMeds, 1-800-PetMeds. Did you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that that really has anything to do with a vibrating platform, but if you need any kind of medication for your pet, right?
Yeah.
Place to go, 1-800-PET-MEDS, right?
Right, right.
So we have, if you go to petmeds.com/, oh, wait a minute.
Static radio.
Static radio, that's it.
Pet,
hey, you can keep going.
No, go ahead. You're doing
okay. 10% off plus free shipping on orders of $39 or more. Okay?
Right, right, right.
So if you want more, go to petmeds.com or 1-800-PetMeds.com.
Yes.
Static radio is the coupon code. 10% off plus free shipping and orders $39 or more. Or you can just go to staticradio.com/1-800-PetMeds. Get all the details along with the link to get to the website and everything. You can get your front line, your advantage. You know, flea and tick season is just around the corner. If not already there, depending on where you live. If you live in New Zealand, it's already flea tea and flick. It's already tick and flea season, so take advantage of 1-800-PET-MEDS.
It's tea and flick season.
It's tea and flicks. So go to 1-800-PET-MEDS for all your pet's needs. Screwed that up. I'll let you try to throw a little bit in and see what happens.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Let me stop, man.
No, it's all right. I'm just...
You got to think about the vibrating platform.
That's all I'm thinking about.
The girl eating a banana on it.
Something like that.
I'm telling you, a hot-looking blonde chick in high heels, like two-piece bikini. She's trying to eat shit, you know. And,
on a vibrating platform.
On a vibrating platform, yeah.
Okay.
Sell that video.
All right. Well, hey, whatever.
She's doing toe touches. I don't know what she's doing.
She's doing toe touches.
I don't know. You want to sell the video or not? You know, you're just saying. You gotta,
I hear you.
That's how I would market it. Like, hey, guys.
That's right. Vibrating tables gone wild.
Well, I would buy it. Hell yeah.
I know you would buy it, yeah. Well, actually, you're trying to get it for free.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If I was your manager.
Yeah, that's probably more to the point there. Hey, I was at the Walmart today.
The Walmart. Walmart.
No, it's the Walmart. It's just like anything.
It's not Darth Vader. It's the Darth
it's
Vader.
It's the Darth Vader. Yeah, go ahead, right. Exactly. It's the Walmart. So I'm at the Walmart. Walmart, you know, and I'm picking up a few things, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess I was off time there because there wasn't a lot of people. Usually the Walmart is very full, you know.
On a weekend?
With the peoples. Yeah, on the weekends.
It's very busy.
Yeah, I was there. I guess I was there earlier this morning, so I was off hours. I guess everybody's still in church or something. It was probably around 9:30-ish.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, so nobody was around.
Right.
So I had, like, my choice of checkout lanes, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So I picked the checkout lane, and... You know, I think there was a lady in there up there paying for her stuff as I was coming up to the checkout line. So, I mean, it was just going to be immediate, right? So, I had to throw my shit up on the belt. Huh?
In and out.
In and out, exactly. So, I had to throw my shit on the belt. And then, I didn't pay too much attention as I got there. I had to get my stuff on the belt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around and I'm looking and it's like, this can't be my checker, can it? I'm like, what? Is this a joke? I'm like looking at this woman. I'm like, this cannot be the person who's supposedly checking me out, right?
All are safe. All are safe. Come home.
No. And she looks about like she's 8.
Hi.
She's so tiny, she can barely, her head is not above the cash register.
Would you like some
Thin Mints? She was so tiny. And she's not like fat or anything. She's just like a very, very super tiny person.
Hi.
Like, that's right. Like, I felt so gargantuan.
Are you Peter Pan?
In her presence.
Hi.
Well, Tink, if you want to bring me up here, Tink.
She was so tiny.
And you're tiny.
And proportionally tiny. I really did want to say something. I wanted to say, God, you are tiny.
You know, I had a friend named Dave Radius in college, and you know what he used to call short people like you?
Oh, I don't know what Dave say.
Dick high.
Dick high. That's what he said. I don't remember him saying that. Did he say that? Did he say that about Veronique?
Yeah. About who?
Veronique. Remember Veronique?
Oh, yeah.
Because her and Dave got it on one time, you know.
Ah, so. Man, come on. Man. I know. I'm telling you, it's true. These chips are going to come back.
Oh, I'll rub your feet. Anyway, Veronique was very husky European woman.
Didn't she have some bush underneath her arms or something?
Oh, yeah. She's very hairy. Yeah, she's very hairy. Anyhow, this lady was tiny. It was like one of those South American tiny people.
Hello.
That's right. It's like Dora. I was checked out by Dora.
Can you say Dora?
Can you?
What's that?
That's right. Gordo. Mm-hmm. You don't need these.
Oh, you're wearing your West Coast tux, huh?
You don't need these snack cakes. Gordo.
Gordo. No.
I was waiting for boots to crawl out from underneath there, I swear to God. She was so tiny. I was just marveling. It was just crazy. I don't know. It was like I was looking around for candid camera. Honestly.
Yeah, you were looking around for, hey, listen.
I was picking things up. I'm like, this is going
to
be way.
Look giant to her.
This stuff's way too heavy for her to be trying to pick up, you know. I just couldn't. Yeah. I've never seen her before there, so.
You got, like, all these cases of pop and all the big bags of litter and stuff. Like, here you go.
Well, I did have a bag of charcoal, though, so.
Oh, my God.
Too heavy.
Oh, no.
It was the big bag of truck. Oh, my goodness. Ay, ay, ay. Achy, wow.
Ay, caramba, Master Bob. It's so heavy and big. Oh.
I threw it up on the belt. Come on. Pick it up. No, I actually picked that up for her and let her shoot it with the gun.
I'd like to see you on a vibrating platform.
I just couldn't believe it, though. She was just so utterly tiny. Yeah, her hands, I don't know how she hit the buttons. She liked to have to use her whole fist.
You belong in a claw machine. Right? You're so little and tiny, geez.
Oh, my gosh. It was weird.
Feel like I should spend 50 cents to get you, you know what I'm saying?
I thought they were breaking some kind of, like, age law or something. This kid, like 7 years old, working the cash register. I'm like,
I'm 47.
That's right. She probably was. Nah, she was a younger lady. But she was one of those tiny people that live in the mountains or something in South America. Yeah. Anyway, weird. Speaking of claw machines, though, they have a claw machine there at the in the Walmart. As you come in, you know? In the doorway there?
Sure.
And they had the weirdest, I'll post a picture. They had the weirdest stuffed thing in the claw machine. I took a picture of it. It was so weird.
Yeah, what's that?
You venture to guess what it was?
A pink Batman.
No, but that's pretty weird. I've actually had a red Scooby-Doo. I took a picture of that before. This was a big, like one of those big Mickey Mouse kind of hands, the white glove hand.
Yeah.
Right? You know what Mickey Mouse hand looks like, right?
What but with finger?
With five fingers, no, with five fingers, doing the Vulcan sign, and it said Star Trek on it.
Really?
Yeah, is that the weirdest thing?
That is bizarre.
The live long and prosper, and it had Star Trek emblem on it. But it was a big Mickey Mouse. That's what it was. I'll put the picture on the page. If you're at the staticradio.com, you can see the picture of the Spock Mickey Mouse hand giving the live long and prosper. I'm like, that is the most bizarre.
That makes no sense.
It's, I, why don't they have one doing the shocker, for Christ's sake? With like a little shocker emblem on the hand or something, you know? Two in the pink and one in the stink. Come on.
Try this on Space Mountain.
That's right. That's the Mickey Mouse glove. This is what Minnie likes.
The anyway. Shocker, Mickey Mouse.
Well, it's just, it sounds as plausible as that stupid Vulcan thing. Come on.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? I mean.
Yeah, sure.
He hardly even did that in the new movie, did he? I don't even remember him doing that. So he probably did it once, but that's about it.
I don't know, did he?
I don't know. Maybe somebody else knows that can tell us.
I don't know.
But anyway, I think that was, I'll put that picture up. It's just too bizarre.
Yeah.
How bizarre, how bizarre.
How bizarre.
So anyway, that was my trip to Walmart. It was very surreal. And the usual, I was there on an odd, I usually don't go on Sunday morning, but the usual old lady wasn't there, you know, that I normally see in the morning when I go there, so.
I don't know when you get off work or anything, but you're not doing anything. I am having a little bit of a cookout later on. And
I was thinking, you know, the Smurf movie's coming out, and I think you dressed up in a, like, Smurfette, you know, we'll get you a blonde wig. And.
Hey, do you like to party?
Hey.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bob.
Senior Bob.
Bob,
if I said, you know, Smurf me, what would come to mind? I'm just curious.
You would get blue.
That's right.
You get
blue. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it was just weird. I don't think I want to go. I don't want to get back in her line, I'll tell you that. That was just a little weird.
Touch me, Mr. Bob.
I didn't realize that it would bother me. I mean, normally it doesn't bother me. That was just too weird. It was weird.
You just keep the change, okay? I don't want it back.
I felt like I was breaking child labor laws, I swear to God.
I'm tired of making sneakers.
It's like, I'm like, is this is what it's coming to? We're immigrating people as children from other countries to ring the cash register.
You're taking our jobs.
Well, no, I'm just... I feel terrible. I felt like, God, this poor kid.
Mr. Bob, please invite me to cook up, please.
Well, I guess. I guess you'd wear some shirt.
Miles was hoping you'd dress up like the Virgin Mary and stand in his garden.
Oh, yes, I do that, Mr. Bob, yes.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Your jockstrap is a peanut shell. Oh.
I wonder when you're going to get to that joke. I mean, come on. You say that joke like every opportunity there. So we have to give this woman a name now. She's going to be like Mr. Miyagi, a reoccurring character, I think.
Oh, Mr. Bob, please put me on show.
Yeah, we'll call her Penelope.
Penelope Dinky. Hey, Shrink-a-Dink, what like, happened to you, huh?
She's like the tiny Penelope Cruz going on there, you know. So.
You ever have a Shrinky-Dinks back in the 70s, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's a little tiny Penelope Cruz, yes.
Did you drink something that said drink me on it or what?
Are you the Latina Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Yes. She's
yes.
A little.
Yes, Mr. Bob. Yes,
please. Oh, my gosh. You're horrible. You're horrible.
I need someone to stay by my trash cans and fetch away the possums.
That's right. Pack away the possums.
Can you do it for me?
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, I'll tell you if I have any more sightings of the miniature Penelope Cruz.
Hola.
Okay, hola.
All right.
That's all right, yeah. Senior Wences. So, Miles, you found Mick 12, but how can people find you?
Facebook. You can go to Facebook.
Oh, yes. Well, I was waiting for you because you're a Facebook guy.
Miles Tybel. You can go Miles there. Miles Twitter. And you can do that.
Do that, yeah.
Staticradio.com. Put a message in a bottle. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, on one of those places, Miles is always on Facebook, Miles
Tybel. Go to your local sweat lodge.
There you go. Ask Penelope, Tiny Penelope Cruz. She'll tell you. What would Tiny Penelope Cruz tell you?
Adios, pendejo.
There you go. Adios.
Pendejo.
Yeah, I think that means asshole or something, doesn't it?
You are what you eat, Bob.